for those who are searching for scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 27, this is what it says. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. This is the word of God for the people of God, and the people say, thanks be to God. Amen. So this morning, I want us to focus on what I believe is the heart of this text. We need each other. We need each other. Some of the simplest concepts of life and living get lost in our efforts to simply survive. There are times when the events of life challenge us, and we might feel that we're in the struggle for life all alone, all by ourselves. When new learning opportunities of a technological nature come about and become necessary, we may feel inadequate to learn how to use those tools. When our health becomes a matter of concern, there might be times when, well, when we feel the loneliness of life's journey, when we struggle to make sense of God's word, and we might feel at times that we're inadequate to understand, and rather than appear unknowledgeable, we choose to forego asking someone else. There may even be times when we feel that holding on to our values places us on that moral high ground where we feel alone and undervalued. It's at those times that something as simple as reaching out to someone else can become difficult. And yet each of those challenges invites us into a ministry of caring. Caring for ourselves and caring for each other. And if I understand this letter to Corinthians, it would appear that we need each other. And the fact that we need each other is a matter of Christian concern. This scripture, as we read it, raises to the top of the subject of importance of caring for one another. In fact, the scripture points us in the direction of how we value or show a lack of value toward one another. If we've listened carefully, we can hear hints of conversations about pride and arrogance, humility, and derision. And all of those presumptions would be correct. We tend to place importance on whether someone is important or whether they have little importance at all. It's a judgment call based on the jobs we have, the responsibilities that come with that job, and who has that job. The system of judgments based upon our importance can be found in almost every area of life. It's found among people in the medical field. It's found among people in professional sports. It's found among the entertainment industry and in the fast food industry even. Almost everywhere we turn, there is a value system that leads some people to feel more important than others. And so it shouldn't really surprise us that as we come from the secular world into the life of the church, some value judgment of importance has worked its way into the life of the church. There is a certain hierarchy to life that compels us to define life in that way. Needless to say, it's not supposed to be that way. But Paul knows that it is that way, and he feels the need to address the subject. Paul approaches the topic as if people of God were members of one body, the body of Christ called the church. But he approaches it as if those who are members of the body of Christ have decided to have a pity party for themselves because they don't feel important enough. And of course, there are hurt feelings that go along with that because they don't feel they've received a spiritual gift that was of any real value. So Paul approaches the subject from a place of compassion and caring himself. He tells them that just because you can't do what other people can do doesn't mean that you don't have value to others and to the whole body. He sees God as a specialist distributor, giving out gifts that are significant and important in and of themselves, but are interdependent in their functioning rather than independently important. In short, one is no more or less important than the other, and we need each other. But it's not just that we need each other. It's why we need each other is so that the members of the body of Christ, the members may have the same care for one another. It seems again like one of those simple concepts of life and living that we should all get it. It seems like the answer to a multitude of problems to address ministries of caring and compassion. And it seems that the only thing missing is our recognition of each other and the gifts that we bring. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's easy for us to look at those who are at the top as the most important, while underrating our own value and contribution to the whole. To get locked into thinking that one job is more important than the other because someone is more visible than the other. We've set ourselves up for that kind of belief system. We typically look at the one who's getting the most attention. The MVP, the rookie of the year, the world champion, we typically look at the ones who have risen to the top of their field as the ones who are most important. But no one gets to the top on their own. Behind everyone who appears to be on top, there are a lot of people who aren't in the limelight who share a responsibility for them being there. And without those people at the top, without those people working behind the scenes, without those people helping and encouraging along the way, those people at the top would be absolutely nothing. There's a story that I'm reminded of about a grand maestro. He was a fantastic organ player. You couldn't find anyone that played the organ any better than him. He was just magnificent at doing what he did. But it was way back when they played the organ, they needed someone to come out and to push bellows and pump air into the organ so that the organ would sound. And he was invited to play for the king and the queen. And he went. They had the organ on stage. And as he started to play, the guy that pumps the air into the organ started pumping, and he was pumping, and he played and he played and he played. And man, I'm telling you, when he got through playing, everybody stood and gave him an applause. He took the bows. They threw roses on stage. They made him feel like he was the most important guy in the whole world. And when he walked off stage, the guy who was pumping the air walked up to him and said, "Man, didn't we do a good job tonight? We played for the king and the queen. We did a fantastic job." And the organist looked at him and said, We? What do you mean, we? It was I. I played for the king and the queen. I was the one who got the roses thrown on stage. Me. And the guy that pumped in the air in the organ just kind of stood there and looked at him, hung his head. They brought him back out for an encore. And he sat down at the organ and flipped his tails back and raised his hands, and his hands came down on the keyboard, but nothing came out. And he raised his hands again, and he came down and nothing came out. Three times he raised his hands to play the organ and nothing came out. And he got up and he ran backstage and he said, "What's wrong with you? I'm out there trying to play the organ." And the guy looked at him and said, "Well, you did so well the first time, I thought you could do this time by yourself." You see, brothers and sisters, behind everyone who has a position of importance, there is someone who seems less important working behind the scenes, pumping the air. There's a teacher, a voice coach, a caring parent, a loving friend. There's someone whose role seems less important, but they are the foundation of where greatness stands. Yet we still have a tendency to look at those who are at the top as the most important, while underrating our own value and contribution to the whole. And because there are always people whose gifts seem less important, but who are lifting up those who are at the top, it's important for each of us to realize that we need each other. And it's not just a matter of success or interdependence, it's because God designed us so that our relationship with one another, the members that make up the community of faith, the members who are joined together in one accord, can have the same care for one another. To value each other is really a very caring thing. To admit that we need one another is a part of the care that Christ intended for the church, and not just for the church, but for the whole world. And it's not just that this church, but the universal church of Christ. It's our responsibility to give value to each gift that God has given so that we might be knit together in the fabric of God's caring love. That's why Paul writes that our caring for one another should be so genuine and connected that if one member suffers, if just one member suffers, all suffer together with it. And if one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. It's really a ministry in itself that allows us to feel one another's pain and one another's joy. It's the same caring that sparks what is a group called Stephen's Ministry and many other ministries that go on to help and aid and pray for people. It's the same kind of prayer ministry that goes on when people agree to come together to pray for one another. It's a part of what we did this morning when we had corporate prayer for those on our prayer list. And we can ill afford to not show caring just because somebody wants to opt out because they don't feel important in their gift. It's our responsibility to lift them up and help them to feel important, or else we end up like those four people in the other story. You know the story I'm talking about. This is a little story we talked about in Sunday school class. There was an important job to do, and there was only four people to do it. There was everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. And everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could do. And that's the danger of the church and the danger of our world. We could fall into that trap if we failed to show the same caring, love, and value for each member of the body of Christ and give value to everybody, anybody, and somebody, and those who felt like nobodies. So when we think about all of the gifts that Christ gives us, when we consider our role in the life of the church and in the world and our secular jobs, or even when we compare it to the gifts and roles of others, just remember, we need each other. Whether in the world or outside of the church or the world inside of the church, we need each other. What I do is no more important or significant than what you are called to do. We need each other to care for each other. We need each other as members of the body of Christ to make the church a living and functioning organism within the power to transform the world in Jesus's name. We need each other in the world to support each other, to feel each other's joy and pain, that we might have meaningful and caring relationships as well as represent the body of Christ as a living example of Christ's love, active in service to our community. We need each other, ordinary people of care in God's world. It will be working in caring ways to help us all become whole. Remember, Patrick Mahomes didn't get to be Patrick Mahomes without 10 other people on that field. Tom Brady didn't get to be Tom Brady without 10 other people on that field. We don't get to be who we are unless someone else is lifting us up. And Christ has already done his job. Now let's do ours. And that's the word of God today for the people of God.